Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, Valadez, V-A-L-A-D-E-Z, born 4/25/1926, today is 12/24. Mr. Valadez was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation today, period. This face-to-face will be shared with hospice medical director, period. Mr. Valadez, in his... third benefit period extending from 11/4/2025 to 1/2/2026 period. So let's start with this 99-year-old gentleman. Is currently on hospice with diagnosis of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and essential hypertension. Patient lives with his daughter Sylvia, who's considered his primary caregiver, period. His PPS is at 40%, period. No, 50%, period. He has bouts of confusion, period. He becomes short of breath with any kind of activity, period. His vitals today were as follow. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 88, respiration is 18, O2 sat 96% on room air, period. His MAC is at 30 centimeter, consistent with weight loss, 32 centimeter, consistent with weight loss compared to previous MAC of 35 centimeter, period. He's afebrile currently. He's short of breath at all times. He's not eating his food because he just doesn't have the appetite, he tells me. He does have nebulizer present. He does have oxygen present, but he chooses not to use it. His oxygen saturation was in the high 80s, but not in the low 90s without oxygen, period. Patient's daughter, Sylvia, tells me that his confusion is waxes and weans, comes and goes, in parenthesis. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder, of course, ADL dependent. He's now sleeping about 10 to 12 hours a day, period. He recently had a lower respiratory infection related to his exacerbation of COPD, period. He has a 1 to 2 plus bilateral edema, most likely related to right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension related to COPD. He's eating about 50% of his appetite. His goal is to make it to 100. Which he has made it to 100, which he has in November of this year, period. He's somewhat confused. He keeps telling me that his daughter, he doesn't realize his daughter Sylvia is sitting right there and he's singing her praises, period. I did not make Mr. Valadez walk today, but last time with walking, his oxygen saturation dropped dramatically. He's sleeping well. with the help of SSRI, his MAC is coming down. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me see if there's anything else I can say about him. He does have a nebulizer machine that he uses on a PRN basis, but most of the time he feels like he's doing well if he's not moved very much. He does have slight symptoms of angina and increased shortness of breath with activity, which puts him at New York Heart Association class 2. Thank you.